It's Sunday, August 15th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're taking a look at Bitcoin freedom. This episode is sponsored by Kava, Nexo.io, and Celo. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's feature story is an opinion piece from Burak Tamak. Bitcoin promotes freedom. It enables anyone, anywhere, to send, receive, or store their wealth. It also prevents governments or corporations from meddling in these transactions. But what type of freedom does Bitcoin provide? Is it the freedom to use or store digital cash? Or is it the freedom from an overreaching state? Isaiah Berlin introduced the dichotomy of negative and positive freedom in his famous essay, Two Conceptions of Liberty. The negative conception of freedom refers to the absence of something, or the freedom from interference, barriers, or constraints. This is also called liberal freedom, as in the liberal right to speech or religion without government intervention. The positive conception of freedom, on the other hand, is described as the ability to do something with the aim of realizing a goal or more fully reaching one's potential. However, Philip Pettit and Quentin Skinner independently excavated a third alternative conception of freedom. This new version was nestled in the writings of ancient Republican Rome. They introduced it as the freedom from domination or dependence. It's this type of freedom that Bitcoin makes space for. Republican freedom is both a negative concept because it's based on the absence of something, in this case domination, and a positive one because it relies on active citizenship. For this reason, it offers a more comprehensive approach to freedom than Berlin's binary, especially with respect to government and politics. The American Revolution against British domination is a suitable example. The U.S. Declaration of Independence specifies the term independence as independence from the British crown, but you can read that as domination. Freedom in the Republican sense is a social status, like the distinction between a master and a slave. Under such a system, interference does not have to be exercised. The master does not have to crack his whip for it to be present. The mere existence of external, obtrusive forces makes one unfree. Liberal freedom, on the other hand, is the condition of being free as long as a master does not interfere arbitrarily. Don't tread on me. Meanwhile, Pettit, of the Republican tradition, elaborates on the above condition and claims that a democratically deliberated and consented, possibly also contested, interference does not always reduce freedom, but instead enhances it because the democratic process facilitates choice. It's about self-mastery. Take Ulysses' encounter with the sirens. In order to escape the intoxicating song of the sirens, Ulysses ordered his sailors to bind him to their ship's mast. Technically, his men interfered with the Homeric hero's ability to act as he wished, but did not dominate him because Ulysses himself authorized the interference. Similarly, taxes imposed on citizens might not be an arbitrary interference if they track the welfare and worldview of those affected, as Pettit said. For Republican freedom, only arbitrary interference can make one unfree.
Kava gives you the ability to earn more by connecting the world's largest cryptocurrencies, ecosystems, and financial applications on DeFi's most trusted, scalable, and secure earning platform. Kava is an institutional-grade cross-chain engine built to scale on the largest decentralized proof-of-stake network. With loan APYs as low as 0% and reward APYs as high as 200%, Kava is the safest place for you to grow your digital portfolio. Mint stablecoins, lend, borrow, earn, and swap safely across the world's biggest crypto assets with Kava. To learn more, visit kava.io/marketsdaily. Looking to make the most of your crypto assets? Nexo.io's got you covered. Grow your wealth securely with Nexo's high-yield interest accounts. Buy crypto on your terms, directly within Nexo's platform, and start earning daily compounding interest right away. Get the cash you need without selling your crypto from just 6.9% APR. Instantly swap between 100 crypto and traditional currency pairs. And don't worry, Nexo is insured against losses up to $375 million. Get the most of your crypto at nexo.io. That's nexo.io. Did you know that there are 6 billion smartphones on Earth? Build for all of them with Celo. Celo is a mobile-first platform that makes financial dApps and crypto payments accessible to anyone with a mobile phone. Celo's EVM compatibility and ultralight mobile client with full node incentives makes it easy to build dApps that reach users across devices, chains, carriers, and countries. Visit Celo.org and start building for all today. That's CELO.org.
If we now turn to the subject of the Bitcoin protocol, mainstream arguments regarding its political dimensions often center around its absence of interference from a central authority. That pivotal aspect of the blockchain is negative freedom writ large. Blockchain, however, not only has the advantage of being free from outside interference, but also implements various mechanisms agreed upon by its governance protocol to secure that freedom. From that perspective, then, Bitcoin is based not on the idea of liberal freedom, but on the Republican ideal. The Bitcoin blockchain provides security and ownership of data by administering the mechanisms of a trustless, transparent, and decentralized system. Any interference in Bitcoin's protocol has to be deliberated on and consented to by the core developers and node operators before it's approved and implemented. The Taproot upgrade exemplifies this non-arbitrary intervention at its best. After years of deliberation, the, quote, speedy trial process started early this year. The process was designed to last 3 months, with signaling, or voting, occurring every 2 weeks. To approve the proposal, at least 90% of the blocks mined within 2 weeks had to signal approval for the Taproot upgrade. On June 14th, more than 99% of the blocks had an approval signal for the Taproot proposal. In comparison, amending the U.S. Constitution requires only a two-thirds majority in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Then it must be ratified by three-fourths of the legislators in the 50 states. If the degree of consensus across a wide body of people is a measure of success, then the Taproot upgrade did very well as it attained the required minimum of 90% approval. Since the Bitcoin blockchain protocol promises both negative freedom, that's don't tread on me, and positive freedom, that's we the people, as with Republican freedom, it attracts not only libertarians but also progressives. This final point, by the way, drawing in people from a varied ideological spectrum, helps to understand why supporters of blockchain technology, in general, cannot be easily confined inside any specific ideological box. Thanks very much for listening. This episode was edited by Adrian Blust, and we'll be back tomorrow with your next news roundup. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.